Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
From the most famous lawyer in TV history to a famous lawyer in Puerto Rico, we go from Perry Mason to Francisco Valcarcel, Paco Valcarcel, president of the World Boxing Organization. Paco, very good day to you, sir.
Hey, how are you, Pedro? What about the one of the best boxing commentator that have been known in all my life, and I am 66 now, Pedro.
Okay, well, that's good enough. But you don't look 56. You and I are 39. Remember that? And don't give up our age. I keep telling you that, Paco. We're 39 like Jack Benny. The people don't know who Jack Benny is. Look it up. But we're like Jack Benny. We'll be 39 forever.
After 66, when you are 69, you stop in 69.
69's got a different meaning to me. We'll get into that some other time. But the bottom line is Paco Valcarcel's online from Puerto Rico. Just got back from Macau, China, of course. I've got some history in Macau, China, back there in 1993 and 1994. But now the WBO went into China, of course, with Manny Pacquiao, the WBO welterweight title holder, defending his title against Chris Algieri. Chris Algieri stepping up, probably going back down to 140 pounds now after losing a unanimous nod, getting dropped six times by the Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao. Now, what is he, 56-5, 38 KOs, and, of course, Algieri dropping to 20-1 with 8 KOs. Manny Pacquiao, he can sell tickets over there. He can still sell tickets anywhere in the world, can he?
Yeah, that was full house. Remember in Macau, most of the guys who works there and who love boxing are the Filipinos, and they are 1 hour from there. You know, the guy who can fly from Manila or the other who live there, works there. Anyway, we have full house in Macau because that was a good show, too. You know, we have three or four good fights. And we have Chinese there, too, the kid from Macau, other guys. You know, the show was very good. And that was a full house show at who started at 8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock in the morning. You know, Paco, I was involved in a show back over there in 1994 in Macau, and we tried to make the debut of a Chinese mixed martial artist, and something went down, and it was a riot broke out, and it was like crazy. Harold Smith was involved, so you know what I'm talking about. It was absolute bedlam, okay? So they're throwing things, they're throwing chairs around the arena, so I grabbed the microphone. And I got everybody to settle down. Hey, settle down, settle down, settle down. And then all the women got out of the arena. The referees, like John Shirley and Marty Denken, they got all the women. Of course, Marty Denken always gets all the women. But they got all the women, and they got them out of the building. And then, like, the riot re-ensued. But the bottom line was, at the end of the night, we didn't have a completion of the boxing card, and China did not have their first boxing star. Of course, now their boxing star is Zhu Xueming. I think he's 6-0 now with one KO.
Yeah, but Pedro, I remember that day because I was in Hong Kong in 1994. And I remember the Hong Kong fiasco. You remember the Hong Kong fiasco?
Yeah.
And the guy who was supposed to pay $2 million, he never showed up at the weigh-in. And I told you that we have Mickey Dove, a famous British promoter, and Bob Arum was there, Buddy Herm. And my first time in Macau was when I was to Hong Kong, 1994. That day, Hong Kong belonged to UK, and yeah. Macau belonged to Portugal. And I've been there, but I've been changed a lot now. I've been changed a lot. But you know, with that's invent of Harold Smith was a good intent, but the problem was at the end. Somebody gets screwed, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but I don't want to remember that. We have to come now to the present, in which we have Ho Chi Minh, another kid from Hong Kong, another kid from Macau, another kid from mainland China, and we have, of course, Pacquiao, who is a crowd pleaser, who can bring all that people to the arena.
Paco Valcarcel is our guest. He's president of the World Boxing Organization. Paco, I want to bring up Raymundo Beltran. Ray Beltran lost a unanimous nod to Terrence Crawford last night, the reigning WBO champion. Of course, Crawford now 25-0, 17 whacks. The young man that used to be Manny Pacquiao's sparring partner drops to 29-7, a draw with 17 KOs. wide scores. But you know, he got shorted in that fight with Ricky Burns when there was the scoring wasn't all that good back in the day. It was about a year and a half ago. But much like Jeff Fennec, when you deny somebody the title, they seem to lose it psychologically, emotionally. It's sort of like playing blackjack, Paco, if you can equate this. You're sitting down, you get a blackjack, a king and an ace, and you say, guess what, I'm going to win. And then some guy with a 16 beats you, and you say, how does that work? Well, that sort of happened to Ray Beltran, and, you know, Ray Beltran probably deserved to, you know, to be champion at one point in time, but that just didn't happen. And it's unfortunate that judges don't realize how much control they have of somebody's life in their hands.
Yeah, but the thing is that Ray Beltran, for good or for bad, he made the fight of his life against Ricky Burns, and most of the guy outside the arena decide that or that got the opinion that he beat Ricky Burns, and you know, in that show, we sent USA officials. We didn't use British officials. We sent a guy from New York. I don't remember the names now.
Okay.
But we said the officials were from USA. I don't know what happened, but Raimundo Beltran deserved to be a champion. But, you know, but you got Crawford, who's another Mayweather. You know, he's just starting now to be better and better. And he can box, he can punch, he can move, he can change from southpaw to orthodox, and you know he got all the skills. And you know, for good or for bad, Beltran was his mandatory, and he can do anything against Crawford, who's a tremendous fighter.
You know, I never imagined Omaha, Nebraska becoming a boxing capital. I mean, I've been there once, and that was only like the stopover, and then I was like 45 minutes in the airport, but. That's it. I couldn't imagine Omaha becoming a boxing capital, and now he can sell 8,000 to 10,000 seats easy.
Yeah, and I was watching the interview of Warren Buffett. You know, that was great for Jim Lampley. He did it great. You know, that something unique in boxing, and he did great. Warren Buffett is a great boxing fan, and I know Bob Arum was doing business with him there, a boxing business with him. He was involved, I don't know how, but he was involved in that show.
Bob Arum doesn't miss too many boats. You know that? I mean, he just doesn't. I got to give him props. Of course, he former U.S. attorney in the Kennedy administration. He resigned, I believe, in 1965. Got involved with the Liston Ali pay per view, the closed circuit back in the day. After watching the Liston Patterson revenues come in, he said to himself, maybe I don't need to be working for the Fed anymore. Of course, then after the assassination of John Kennedy, that secured his mind. He left the federal government, went into the private sector and started Top Rank. Bob Arum's Hall of Famer, been around since 65.
Oh, let me tell you, but I don't know how he could do it, because he was in Vegas, he went to Macau, he was before in the Philippines, he came back to Nebraska. You know, I don't know how he could do it. 82, 83 years old man, who's very clear, his mind is very, he's still very bright. And, you know, he's there and he's very healthy. I don't know how he could do it. You know, I admire Bob Arum.
You know,
he's a great guy.
Francisco Valcarcel is our guest, folks. We're talking WBO Boxing. Of course, you can check out the WBO, one of my sponsors, at WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. That's for the WBO website.
And you know, Pedro, we have a lot of likes since we are in your talk show.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I've got
300 now.
What? I've got 14,000 likes on Facebook, and I've sort of been dissing my Facebook folks by not doing a lot of Facebook work. But, folks, I'll get back to it this week, I promise. 14,000 people can't be wrong. Of course, the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to thank you for that great award that I got there in Las Vegas, Paco.
Oh, very good. You deserve that, Pedro, because you are the only one who can have a show for that amount of years, you know, and it's not easy to keep a show all that time. And thank God you can, you know, you can move with the times, you know, from the 20th century to the 21st century, and you're still there. And
well,
you're still one of the best, you know, and I have to congratulate, we have to recognize that, and you deserve that award.
Well, I thank you so much for no question about that. Francisco Valcarcel is going to be our guest for another 20 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking WBO champions after the break, of course. Vladimir Klitschko, the undisputed world heavyweight champion. Call him the WBO super champion, of course. 1996 Olympic gold medalist, now 35 years old. I thought he's older than that. I thought he was like 38 or 39. But the bottom line is, yeah, he's older than, born in 76. Hey, Paco, have the WBO website updated because the age on Klitschko's wrong.
I think he's all right. He's should be 37, 38.
Yeah, what but the, not 35.
What the page said, but he said how old is he now? What page? How old is he there?
And I don't know, but it says that we're looking at the R champions. It says he's
37, close to 38.
Yeah, he's 35. Of course, he hasn't lost since 2004, over 10 years now. Got dropped in his first fight with Emmanuel Stewart against DeVero Williamson, a big learning process after that. He hasn't been dropped. He hasn't been threatened now. The undisputed world heavyweight champion looking to take on Tyson Fury possibly in 2015. Maybe even Deontay Wilder. But I think the real guy that people got to look out for is Anthony Joshua of the United Kingdom. He is me. Good Lord. He scares me. 6'7", all muscle. He can punch. He can fight. Paco Valcarcel is our guest. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Junior Walker to the break. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
His footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks. And he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
He has a nice smile.
The late, great Bob Crane and Warner Klemper. He played Colonel Klink. I saw him in a one-man play, an off-Broadway play here in San Francisco about 20 years ago. I love the theater, no question about that. In fact, the lady that did Murder, She Wrote, she'll be coming to the City by the Bay in January, so I'll be looking forward to seeing that as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of theater. No, your inside look at the world of boxing. Of course, we're talking mixed martial arts on the following hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Heavyweight champion of the world, we're talking with Manny Pacquiao. We're talking with Francisco Valcarcel about, of course, Vladimir Klitschko. He's unbeaten in over 10 years now, the world heavyweight champion, the WBO champion. The WBO champion at 200 pounds is Marco Huck, 38-2 with a draw, and that one of those losses was to Alexander Povetkin. It was very disputed in heavyweight. Marco Huck, he's the best cruiserweight, but he's not happy at cruiserweight. Al Paco, he wants to move up again.
No, but he signed with Al Haymon recently. You know, somebody called me and told me that he signed with Al Haymon. Maybe he's going to stay because he tried one time, but it's just impossible because he's not a super heavyweight. You know, it's a regular, you know, a short heavyweight or a cruiserweight. He could go up to 210. But Marco is a great fighter, and he was making good money in cruiserweight. The problem in the cruiserweight, you don't have big names like we have in the heavyweight or we have in the other light heavyweight, for example. But he was making good money with Sauerland and in Germany. But now he wants to fight in America. They were talking about Roy Jones, but I'm not sure that Roy will fight.
That's I don't even want to see that. You know, Paco, people don't realize the move up in weight. I couldn't move up in weight and beat good. I could be good welterweights. I couldn't beat better than average welterweights, but I could beat very, very good and better than average junior welterweights. At junior welter, I was big. At welter, I was small. That was only 8 pounds. And these guys are moving up 25 or 30 pounds. And in the case of fighting a Klitschko, you might be giving up 50 pounds.
Yeah, but Klitschko can kill Marco Huck. And I love Marco Huck, but Klitschko can kill him.
Yeah, okay. Light heavyweight. Champion of the WBO is Sergey Kovalev. I rate him number one, of course, 26-0, a draw, a controversial California draw on a butt and a cut back in the day, 23 KOs, of course, looking very good after taking Bernard Hopkins to school and flunking the professor out. Sergey Kovalev, the best fighter at 175 pounds. You think he's going to make it with Adonis Stevenson eventually or what?
No, I think he's going to fight now, Pascal, because Stevenson, he doesn't want to fight Kovalev, but... Now we got a controversy with IBF, and I love that people and the other guys, but we have a controversy because they want him to fight a guy from France, And we want to enforce our mandatory with Pascal, who's number one. That's a good fight for both. And, you know, Canada, Montreal is a good venue for that fight. But I don't see a unification bout in there, at least next year.
Okay, at 168 pounds, of course, Arthur Abraham, the champion of the WBO, 41-4, 28 kills and a draw. The real guy at 168 pounds that a lot of people thought was going to become a superstar, my good buddy, Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist, he's missing in action. Nobody's. Hey, Paco, have you seen Andre Ward lately?
No, I haven't seen him for a long, long time. I don't know if he's still alive. But Andrew, I got a lot of respect for Andrew because he's a great fighter. But you know, the fight for Andrew should be Golovkin. Golovkin and Andrew Ward should be a great fight. But in 168, we got Abraham, who's the champion. He's going to fight Paul Smith in every match. Yeah. The British guy, that will be a good fight for Europe. And next, if he's still champion, he's going to fight Stiglitz again. His four fights. And every time that guy fights there, they break all the ratings, and he have more people in the arena, full house. That's a huge fight every time Abraham and Stingley fight again. And every time they fight, they're going to fight again probably May.
You know, Paco, you brought up a good point there. We talked earlier about Terrence Crawford being able to draw almost 10,000 people in Omaha, Nebraska, the boxing hotbed that it is, and, of course, people drawing over in Germany and the U.K., I think it's become because those countries, Germany and the United Kingdom as a whole, I think they invested in their amateur program, Paco. And I think that they spent money and they spent time and they brought opponents in and they built their guys up. They brought guys in from Argentina, from Mexico, from the United States. And they took their guys to school. They learned how to fight before they ended up fighting in mega fights. And they did pretty good. I mean, we've got Kell Brook and people like that. I mean, there's some good fighters out there. But here in the U.S., there's no emphasis on U.S. boxers. I mean, let's be honest. We haven't had too many gold medalists. Well, the last one I think we had was Andre Ward in 2004.
Yeah, but better, let me simplify that between Germany and the British. Every time you got a British or a German fighting on a British, you're going to have full house and you're going to have both TV. You're going to have a British TV, Sky or one of the other, and you have German TV. When you have two big networks, televising the fight, that means that the fight will be huge, okay? No matter who's the guy, because Abraham is from Albania or somewhere, you know, he's not German, not real German, but he's a hero in Berlin. And, you know, all the British guys who can fight, the people, the British are very, they are like Mexican or Puerto Rican or Filipinos. They love boxing. And every time you got a British against a German, You're going to have full house, good TV, and good money for the fighters. I remember Karzagi fighting Mario Bate twice. You know, we have purse bid for that fight twice. And the purse bid, the first one was close to $3 million, and the other was about the same amount of money. That was a huge, huge fight in the 90s.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe Karzagi.
One was German and the other was British. That's the only reason.
Speaking of Joe Karzagi, longtime WBO 168-pound champion, of course, undefeated, retired undefeated. Wow, not too many guys do that. He was honored at the WBO convention a few weeks ago at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. And, man, Joe's just, he's just a credit to anything he touches. He's just a good guy.
Yeah, that was a huge, and we finished big with that De La Hoya and Karzagi together. You know, they come from behind, and after Jimmy Lennon was announcing both, and they have this Hall of Famer WBO belt, and that was a grand finale, Pedro, grand finale.
Sure enough, of course, the World Boxing Organization holding their annual Congress in Las Vegas at Caesars Palace, and you know what's funny, Paco, is of course I spent a lot of time at Caesars, and back in the day, the 80s and 90s, the early part of the 21st century, and spent time with my daughter there and girlfriends and things like that. None of the people that were there when I was there are there anymore. Debbie Munch is gone. Rich Rose has been gone many, many years. I mean, it's just an entire new administration. And corporate America has taken over Las Vegas. And I'm not going to say that the mafia was better, but the mafia knew how to treat people. Maybe they weren't the mafia, but they looked like they were the mafia because they had bent noses and they wore pointy shoes. But, I mean, they just treated people better than the corporate America guys do right now in Las Vegas. This is my opinion, sir.
Hey, Pedro, we are in the 21st century, okay?
Of course.
Pedro, I remember Flint Frog, the guy who was running NGN, Tony Alam, all that guys, they are gone now, you know?
Yeah, good point.
It's a new word, Pedro.
Yeah,
you know, we have to open the door for the new generations.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Gennady Golovkin, we talked about him at middleweight, 31-0. The fight with him was Andre Ward, 28 KOs. Now, Peter Quillin. Kid Chaka, did he drop the WBO belt and resign the championship or what?
I don't know. That's I think my personal view, and excuse me if I mention people who are not, I cannot blame for that. But I think the dispute between Hyman and JC and that guys, they killed that fight because the money was very good. You know, almost $1.5 million for Quillin. That was a good money for that fight. And a fight that Quillin should be favorite 5-2, 5-1 against Cordoba.
Hmm. Well,
you know, who cares about the Jacobs and Quillin without a title in the line?
Okay, 154 pounds. Is Andrade going to move up? Is he going to drop his title? He just postponed the fight. What's going on with the southpaw from Rhode Island?
I was informed, and I can tell you that he got a good purse for that fight to fight Shallow.
Uh-huh. Jermell Shallow.
Yeah, but he got, you know, a good money for that fight. But somebody told me that he wanted more money to fight that guy. But the offer was very, very good, I can tell you. Six figures, but was very, very good.
Okay. Manny Pacquiao, the WBO 147-pound title holder, as I mentioned earlier, 50, I told him 57, 56. He's 57-5, 38 KOs, a couple of draws. Of course, the champion from like 112 pounds all the way up to where he's at now, 147, even held a fringe 154-pound belt for a minute, I believe. 35, about to turn 36 years old in December. The 37-year-old, about to turn 38 years old, Floyd Mayweather, 47-0, 26 KOs. Are these guys going to clash for the WBO title and the world title? Are they going to clash or not, Paco?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Manny Pacquiao is making good money, you know, without Mayweather. Mayweather is making good money without Pacquiao. But, you know, you got a cap in pay-per-views, you know, that people are talking about the biggest fight in the 21st century. But, you know, you got a cap. Maybe you can have 2.4 million, 2.2 million, because now you got in the internet, you can watch that fight for free. Tyson Lennox Lewis make 2.4, something like that.
Well, Paco, I'll just say this, you know, as far as watching the fight on the internet for free, you have to pay a price to do that because they throw all kinds of advertising up in front of you, and you've got to block porno and all kinds of stuff. And I remember I got up from the screen, and they throw these pop-ups in front of you. They throw these pop-ups. So I was living with some girl in Northern California about a year and a half ago, and the screen pops up, and it says, "Hi, I'm Julie. I live in Antioch," which is like 10 miles away. "Why don't you come see me? I'm naked." Okay, I'm not kidding you, Paco. Right in the middle of a boxing match, I went to the bathroom. I came back, and the girl said to me, "You're talking to this girl across." I wasn't. That's what happens when you get free fights. You pay a price.
Yeah, that does happen, Pedro. But, you know, Mayweather doesn't need Pacquiao. Pacquiao doesn't need Mayweather. But the fans need to see that or watch that fight, make that fight possible. And they want to watch that fight. I want to watch that fight. But the thing is, if Pacquiao is making money, you know, with anybody, Mayweather is making money with anybody, why you have to, you know, you have to do it? But now Pacquiao is planning to move up to move down to 140 pounds. You got big names there, like the guy from Philadelphia. You got
Danny Garcia,
Crawford. You got Maidana. You got Matisse. You got all that guys there, you know. Okay. And also, he can fight Juan Manuel Marquez again, and he could have a good pay-per-view too.
Yeah, good
if
enough.
They fight again.
Speaking of Danny Garcia, the kid out of Philadelphia, of course, 29-0, 17 KOs, 26 years old. Lucas Matisse, Jesse Vargas, Lon Peterson, those are the guys at 140 pounds. What's going to happen with the 140-pound vacant title now? Who's that going to go to? Is that going to Pacquiao going to fight for the vacant title or what?
I don't know because, you know, they have a protest. Jerry, you know, we the title was vacant when he gave the opportunity to him and he stepped on the ring. The title was vacant. And now they file a protest, and we are in the process now. As soon as we finish, we decide who's going to fight for that title.
Okay, of course, we talked about Terence Crawford being the world lightweight champion, yeah. Of course, being successful, looking stellar.
Terence Crawford announced that he wants to move up to 140 pounds. And if he moves up, he will be one of the guys who will be fighting. Who's the other, I don't know.
Okay, what's happening with Mikey Garcia? He's a WBO champion a couple of ways. Nobody's seen him. Another guy, he's like Andre Ward, missing in action.
You know, he was litigating with Bob Arum. At the end, he can make 130 pounds. He can make 135 pounds. Now he talked to me. I talked to him. I love that kid, and he's very smart, too. But he wants to fight 140 pounds. He really wanted to fight Pacquiao. That's the fight he wanted to do before. And I talked to him about a month ago, and I know, and Bob told me that they are in good communication, have good communication again, and we're going to see Mike Garcia soon fighting somebody. But he will be fighting 140 pounds. That makes the division very interesting, too.
Good enough. With that, Paco, I've got to thank you for your continued support in 2015. Without you, I don't think I'd be sitting here now 30 years in the radio. I thank you so much. The staff of the WBO were so kind and gracious to me in Las Vegas. I cannot thank you enough, sir. I love you. Thank you so much for everything.
Love you too, Pedro. Take care.
The great Paco Valcarcel, folks, president of the World Boxing Organization. Check him out, the WBO at WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com.